Yeah, I was having a shit.
Hello.
Fine, we'll do a podcast.
Fine if we must. Hello, welcome back to Kimmy's Toilet Break. We're a bit late.
What Grand Prix was it? I can't even remember.
China.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The Chinois. It was a while ago now.
It was a week ago. Just over.
Okay. Whose fault was it?
I can't remember what I was doing, but I was quite busy last weekend. Too busy to get up to watch the Grand Prix. It was Easter. You know what happened? You know what happened, Ed? That standard thing that happens every time. It feels like a Saturday today.
But you ate chocolate until you passed out in a glucose-induced coma.
I woke up at 11 on Sunday, and the noise on. Yeah. It just happened to win the race.
Oh, no, did you?
Yeah, did. And that made it even more difficult to get motivated to watch it.
Yeah, be asked to go back and watch it. Oh, that's so shit.
Really annoying. So... just to
I had a fucking Game of Thrones spoiler before I watched the episode. Are you up to date with Game of Thrones?
Don't watch Game of Thrones.
What? Have we not had this conversation?
We'll take this off the podcast.
No, not at all. It's not as bad as that, but that's fucking annoying.
Really annoying. Yeah, it happened once when Button was doing his thing at Braun, and I'd avoided the stereo all the way home from somewhere because I knew I was going to watch it. But I had the traffic announcements thing on, you know, where it turns on the radio through the traffic. Yeah, yeah. And it was the end of the sports announcement, the going into the traffic report. And they're like, and Jensen Button wins, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, fuck, just as I was pulling in.
And you can't unhear it. No. Like, there's a second where you're like, is there anything I can do about that?
No. I was literally pulling into the driveway as that happened.
That's annoying. So
livid.
I did go to my family's for Sunday lunch.
Yeah.
And as soon as I got there, I went, nothing about the Grand Prix, I haven't watched it, I'm going home to watch it.
Shut up.
Yeah. That's exactly what I did. Yeah. Anyway, nice to see you. So survived the whole family lunch with no one mentioning it.
Yeah.
So that was fine. Kept it quite brief because I needed to get home because the replay was on at like 2 o'clock. So yeah, just as I went, popped my head in the door to the room my sister was in and was like, I'm just off now. I've got to go and watch the Grand Prix. The replay's starting. And she went, I'll just say. And I was like, no, shut up.
I don't, literally nothing.
And she went, well, I'll just say, as Martin Brundle said, it wasn't as good as Bahrain. And
I'm fuck off.
I know it's not going to be as good as Bahrain, but just saying that just puts you in such a shit frame of mind.
I've had that so many times. Like, I'd ring my parents. Like, I would go, ring your family or something, someone rings, and before you said hello, don't say anything about the Grand Prix. My dad would be like, you haven't watched it. It's like, clearly I haven't, but now I want to hang up and go and watch it.
Some people get it, and some people just like, black out that as a topic of conversation and no mentions of it. Some people, when they get that nugget, they like to try and be cryptic.
Yeah.
That's the fucking worst.
The worst thing is, without thinking, bloody things like Facebook and Twitter, just totally forgetting sometimes.
That's how I got Game of Thrones.
No one cares about Game of Thrones, though. Everyone seems to care about it apart from me.
This is outrageous, but there was a spoiler that it wasn't me. It was my girlfriend, who also watches it, went to the toilets in a pub near where we live, and they've got chalkboards on the back of the toilet doors.
Yeah.
So you can leave a message. A bit weird.
Actually, do.
Yeah.
You drew a big
sentence. Someone had written, like, at eye height. A spoiler. It's like, that's just being a
camera. That's horrible.
That's really, really antisocial.
Should be a camera in there on that guy.
She came out with a just scowl on her face. I was like, what happened in there? She was like, ruined Game of Thrones. Thanks. She put on their Facebook wall, I think.
Really? That'd be the most random thing to come out of a toilet and say.
Just had a Game of Thrones spoiler, yeah.
Anyway, on topic as always. I watched the Grand Prix last night, and last night was a week since the Grand Prix happened. So,
yeah, I mean, I watched it a week ago, and to be fair to my sister, it wasn't a very good race.
Yeah, she was right. Factually correct. It was hard to motivate myself, number one, having known the result. See, a weekend you're going to, and knowing how shit the race was.
Yeah.
It's like, do I have to? It was shit, wasn't it?
It was. I mean, I didn't say that to you when you said you hadn't watched it, because I was like, if I say to him it's really wank, then that's not going to help, is it? But, I did watch it. I watched qualifying.
Yeah,
I didn't see
qualifying either. So, do you want to give us your thoughts on qualifying?
we need to go back to practice. So, I was going to say I watched practice. Because I normally do at work, a little second monitor in the corner, a little bit of practice going on. Everyone does that, right? Yeah. And I didn't, because I wasn't at work, so I watched the BBC highlights of practice, which is rarely worth it. Like, know, it's just voiced over and they're like, oh, and so-and-so was fastest. But actually, very glad I did, because Maldonado, yeah, went off twice.
Distracted.
Yeah. So, well, the first time, yeah, amazingly. Like, I've never seen an F1 driver do that. And even on commentary, whoever it was, I can't remember who they had another driver doing it.
Right.
And he was like, oh, that really is quite awkward. Like, he literally just looked at his steering wheel, looked up and veered off the track.
There's a corner. You'd think he'd look at it, I don't know, on a straight.
Exactly, that's it. He was halfway through a chicane and he decided to do it.
The guy is so... What is he doing in F1?
Exactly.
I mean, I know not to try and change my stereo when I'm on the motorway.
Yeah, that's exactly it. That's is exactly what you do in the car when you accidentally, like, veer into a... Well, not obviously not us.
Accidentally veer into a school party and you have to drive off, change your number plates, get the car registered.
It's just hassle.
So awkward.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's the change the radio station and, like, you know, maybe come out your lane a little bit. And he did that. But you're in an F1 car going at 100 miles an hour around the corner. It was
switched
fucking
on.
Hilarious.
Come on, concentrate.
Yeah. And then he managed to spin it, didn't he? He didn't recover.
But that's the only bit I saw, because there was a little clip on the BBC website. I was like, oh my God, Maldonado.
So I was like, oh, that's amazing. That's gold. Mm. Just classic Maldonado proving everything we thought about him. And then in FP2 as well, he did, after we were talking about it, I can't remember if it was on the podcast or just in the last couple of weeks, we were talking about Lewis... went in the year he could have won the world championship going off on the way into the pits in China. Onto the
We were talking about that in the podcast, yeah.
So Maldonado did that, just overcooked it going into the pits. This is in practice. It doesn't matter, mate. Like,
did he have to get pushed out or did he recover it?
No, he fucking belted the wall, like both front wheels off, like smashed the front of his car. Like, because, you know, Lewis kind of rolled into it and
broke it.
He was going way faster than that. He just, like, as it goes around that corner, and he just sheared the front wheels off and just crashed. And he comes on the radio. He literally, like, went to team radio and he just goes, a crash. And the mechanic just comes and goes, oh.
And then Commander, you come into the pit.
Yeah, and the man goes, sorry. And that was it.
What
a crash. Oh.
Again. Oh, he's so bad.
He's really
bad.
That's
terrible. I didn't know about that.
I reckon, honestly, like, I think his days are numbered. I reckon those two incidents combined with his generally, like, shitty performance this year and the Lotus being a bit crap. And the fact that he's, like, I think, well, I certainly did kind of group Grosjean and him together a little bit
Grosjean
when they first came in.
Himself out but big time.
I was going to say, you can see now with, like, a couple of years each, like, Grosjean is just so much better than him. That, yeah, I mean, when they put both those drives in the team, it's like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Like, that is just a recipe for fucking disaster.
But, I mean, I know he brings money into sport, but those chassis aren't cheap.
Yeah, exactly.
He must be getting
there's
going to
be
a
cut-off point where, yeah, the Venezuelan oil money doesn't cover the number of axles that you go through in the season.
Fuck me. Oh, no, I missed that. I will have to see that.
Yeah. So then that meant his car was fucked. They couldn't rebuild it in time for quali, so he missed quali. So he was at the back of the grid. But he had a 5-place penalty from the week before.
Did they put him on the, like, corner?
They totally should, shouldn't they? Yeah. Like, you start facing the wrong way or something. But they were just like, no, you're too shit to serve your penalty, so it carries over to the next race.
Oh, really?
Which, like, sometimes you'd be like, well, that's really brutal, but with him, I'm like, no, too fucking right. You need to serve that penalty. So he was too shit to have his penalty.
Oh, God.
So, yeah, that was good.
When is he ever going to be able to take a 5-group penalty?
Not this season. No. It's going to carry over when he's driving from Russia next season.
Yeah, he'll be in GP2 again. Like, do you remember? Shit.
He'll be driving touring cars. I'm doing NASCAR in America with Montoya. Just him and Montoya at the back
so
of the grid.
Terrible.
So then also in, well, I guess it's, you know, Bridges qualifying and practice. There's a lot of talk about, obviously, Domenicali.
Yeah.
He's just gone. After we were like, yeah,
nice,
he's too
guy.
Nice.
Yeah,
too
we predicted all this shit.
Yeah, well, not really, but yeah, we were. It was after the Whitmarsh thing.
Yeah,
so, yeah. Yeah, kind of, I guess it's maybe the same reasons. But they interviewed Alonso. Alonso was, like, really, really nice about him and basically went, like, he did his job perfectly, but the car wasn't good enough. But that responsibility doesn't all with him. Like
the pressure must
he got all the people into the team they ever asked him to. He was like, he bought, he didn't as much as say, but he got me into the team, he got Raikkonen into the team, he's got you know, Pat Fry and other, like, you know, all these other people that he's managed to bring in. It's like, he's like, that's his job, is to get all those people. If those people then don't perform, like, there's
it's hard, isn't it? Yeah, I mean, that happens a lot. It happens in politics, but, you know, it's a different kind of thing where someone who's completely out of control of another situation.
Well, football, David Moyes this week.
Well, yeah, yeah, maybe.
Well, I just mean, like, it does happen, doesn't it?
It does,
like,
happen.
You know, the manager just kind of gets scapegoated.
Yeah,
a little bit.
They
can't fire 11 players or 22 players. They can fire one driver, so maybe it seems a little bit harsher in, you know, if the drivers are doing shit. But yeah, I don't know. They already got rid of Massa. They didn't really have anywhere to go, did they?
No.
And there's a new guy they've got in. He's got no experience of F1.
He's been doing. I thought you were talking about Raikkonen for a minute. Yeah. Like, you would think.
I was just basing on his performances this season.
No, not F1, but he. He's been managing. He's been. He's Manchester.
Yeah, Brian Raikkonen.
Oh, I really hope that's a real
classic Finnish name.
Well, Kevin Magnussen. Yeah, I was still surprised by the Kevin.
Oh, Kevin's got, it's got a K in it.
Yeah, it's
and
true.
And a V. What are you complaining
it's
about?
It's fine.
Carolina, same thing.
Yeah, the guy who's now Ferrari boss has been managing the US Ferrari motorsport teams at Daytona and stuff
doing
like
well?
That. Doing really well.
Okay.
Yeah, so he races like 30 weekends a year. He knows his stuff.
Like, he drives.
He drives and he manages
teams. He's still a driver.
He drives. I think he drives. This is probably completely wrong. I think he drives kind of as a sideline. He's not a driver in the team.
Okay,
but then he's at a lot of races.
He's not someone that, he's just in a boardroom. Like,
he's there, like he said, 30 weeks a year at the racetrack.
Because that's what's really struck me, is that a lot of the F1 managers, like, I guess maybe, like, you know, I'm sure they're enthusiasts and stuff, but a lot of them are like foul men. I'm not sure how
well,
much.
Alonso said that Flavio Briatore came into F1 off the back of being really successful selling T-shirts, knew fuck all about F1.
Yeah, well, that's who I was thinking of when I said fat and old. Sleazy, foul man.
Sleazy, foul man. So he's more than qualified, I think. I know. I got that impression.
He's more than qualified, yeah. I mean, probably have appointed him. They probably need more research.
Oh, I don't know, mate.
Who would you have gone for? Brundle in charge.
Put Brundy. Yes, but he looks typically Italian cool kind of dude, doesn't he?
Yeah.
More than...
So he'll be fine.
He'll be fine. He'll just...
He's F1 car.
He's going to be okay. Don't worry. So, yeah, new man.
The only reason I did that, because I knew that if I started, it would go into doing, I fucking love your accents.
They're terrible, aren't they?
No, they're great. They're
Do you
really
think?
Good. They I mean, they're not accurate, Borat. But they're hilarious. Like, yeah,
that's all that matters.
Exactly.
So...
And then the other thing that they were chatting about, sorry, just progressing the podcast, we're really tangential today. Don't have that much to talk about with the race.
We've got the beer review to come as well.
Oh, yeah, shit, that's a good 10 minutes. The McLarens?
They're McLaren, sure, aren't they?
No, yeah, they are. Yeah, that wasn't where I was going with it. Correct. But
correct.
I was going to say they're all pissed off with Red Bull.
I've got stuff about this.
Yeah, have you? Go
brilliant.
On. Go.
Go! No, you go first. Is that what you've got?
Literally, I just watched the interviews with, I was going to say Ron Howard, Ron Jeremy. What's his
Ron
name?
Jeremy.
Big Ron Dennis.
Ron Dennis, yeah.
They were interviewing him and he was just giving all the, well, you know, there's just a proper way that you operate in life and in business and in life and business and sometimes in life and business. It was really laying
so
it on thick.
Shit,
but,
isn't it?
Yeah. And then they interview, like, you know, they're pissed off. I mean, I'm sure probably everyone knows more than we do about things as always. But they're pissed off because they had signed a guy from Red Bull, right?
Yeah.
And now because he's saying that because the structure changed in McLaren, he didn't say he signed the contract with Whitmarsh, he doesn't have to go, but now he's staying at Red Bull,
yeah.
Blah, 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 blah. Ron Jeremy is saying clear breach of contract and that's not on. And Christian Horner is saying, like, the contract didn't count because he signed it with the other people. And he's like, this shit happens all the time, like, get over it. And Lenny Kravitz said to him, does it like offend you when someone calls in to question your like
ethics?
Yeah, your ethical stuff. He said not when it comes from Ron Dennis.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, because I've got that as well. It's like because he started off the whole conversation going, I've got nothing but the utmost respect for Ron Jeremy.
Yeah.
But then he goes, not when it's from that.
Yeah. But I guess, like, yeah, he might just, yeah, you know, he could still respect him, but take him with a pinch of salt when he throws accusations around. Like, you know, maybe, you don't know, do you? Maybe behind closed doors, it is all just a bit of a game to them. And But, yeah, that was really, really narky, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was narky. But can you blame the guy who's like, can I come back? McLaren, oh, shit.
Shits now, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And you're not quite as shit, so...
Yeah, I don't even know who he is. He's an aerodynamicist, they said.
Oh, come on, guys. We get the Hossa driver's name from most weeks. We're not even know the fucking aerodynamicist. So, that was quite funny. I realised I could always do that, like I have to qualify something. Quite funny.
Yeah, so that was...
I'm going to stop doing that.
That was humorous.
That was quite humorous, yeah. I'd say.
A bit of canned laughter in there. Should we do a canned laughter?
I'm going to do
a
canned laughter.
Really good, yeah. get some canned
laughter. Yeah, we should pretend this be in front of a large studio audience.
Yeah.
Just a slight background noise.
Please do it. It needs it. So, yeah, okay, let's talk about qualifying. Can you remember anything about qualifying?
Well, didn't watch qualifying, so no.
Okay, Perez and Hulkenberg. Like, I didn't pay attention to Q3. No one does. It's all the same people went out as always. Perez and Hulkenberg both got through into Q3.
Yeah,
these I'm just reading when it's. I'm hoping that they're going to spark me to remember anything about it other than this is what happened.
Was it a wet qualifying?
Yeah, it was. Mm. So, the tyres sit like I was saying before. The tyres don't. You know, some there's more. Choice, I guess, like driver preference and the cars are more sensitive to them maybe. Mm. So it just feels like the last few seasons there's a right tyre basically, isn't there?
Yeah.
And you know, everyone it's that had the margin. Inters on went faster, or everyone that had the wets on went faster, whatever. This season it seems to be they've obviously just the car setups mean and the driver's preference mean that some actually can go faster with them. So yeah, that really convoluted way of saying some drivers were on the wet, some were on the inters. It was wet.
Yeah.
Raikkonen went out, didn't get through to Q3.
Kimi.
But
it's embarrassing.
Fernando Fernando got through. Vern got through and Kvyat didn't.
Oh,
so
one for the Vern. I'm team Vern.
Yeah, I am. I saw the picture of him and I was like, he does look a little bit sinister.
Little man,
yeah.
Isn't he?
Not sure about him, especially after what you said about him starving. Yeah. Vern looking recovered.
Well, last week, just to go on that point, they had an interview with Senna, Vern, and I can't remember the name of the woman, not Pinkham, the blonde lady who does Sky.
Yeah, right.
They were talking to Vern about the weight saving thing, and Senna was like calling him a fatty.
Really?
Yeah. I was like, you must read the news as well. I read it.
Yeah.
Going, oh yeah, you're quite a bit chunkier than Kvyat. Mm. He's like, look at me, mate. It's like, yeah, I'm really sensitive about this now.
Yeah.
It's just like, oh,
brutal.
Really brutal. Yeah.
Do you think Senna's just sticking the needle in because he wants to drive?
He wants to drive. He's quite skinny, isn't he?
Yeah. Is he though? Like, I imagine that as soon as you get a season off, you just be like, give me some fucking cake.
Pile on the fucking...
Lewis was going on about how he can't eat sweets. He's like, I'm waiting to the end of the season to eat sweets. I'm like, yeah, I found myself eating some sweets later that night after having watched Andrew.
It's like, fuck you, Lewis.
Yeah, we're just being like, fucking life's too short, isn't it? Yeah. Imagine that, like, nice doing like sweets. 8 months a year, just going, I literally can't eat that. Like,
want some Skittles?
Just does it make any difference? Yeah, if you win a race, surely you gotta have a fizzy
one
lace.
One or two.
Yeah, exactly.
Fizzy lace. I've won the podium.
Yeah, why not?
Sugar, there's sugar.
Just do an extra half an hour
well.
In the gym.
Yeah,
like, I don't know. To me, it just seems mental to completely deprive. I think he'd perform better if he was eating Tangfastic and just working out a bit harder.
We should be nutritionalists.
Yes, nutritionalists.
I'm not going to even try and explain that.
No, nutritionists. Definitely. I think it's, you know, it'd be a tangible psychological benefit. I don't think it would impact it.
He'd be more buzzing.
Yeah, exactly. And there'd be more incentive to win a race if he knew that he got an extra allocation.
Haribo,
yeah. Yeah, why not?
drawn into the contract.
So I think, yeah, we should be sports psychologists.
What else happened in qualifying? So who is both
McLaren's out. They were shit. This track has got like the massivest straight in the season, doesn't it?
Massivest?
Yeah, it's got like a 2 kilometre
almost. It's pretty long, isn't it?
So anyway, when they were saying all of that, I was like, oh, so the Mercedes engines will be good again, no? But they weren't. I think maybe they're shit in the wet.
Well, Button said that the aero on their car is shit, hence, yeah, somebody knows what they're doing.
Yeah, so right.
It's obviously going to make, well, it's going to make a difference everywhere, but
yeah. Well, yeah, especially I mean, they both went out in Q2, so that was pretty balls.
How underwhelming. It must be horrible when just a few races in, you know, the season's right off.
You say that. I don't think it is for McLaren like it was last season.
Do you not?
They're not looking good, but I think they're better than they were last season.
But everyone's... The better teams are a second off the pace of the Mercedes.
That's very true, actually.
I mean, to catch up, the
competition has got up with that a lot as well. So they might be comparatively better this season.
It must just be so hard to get motivated.
Last season they didn't have Force India and Williams, basically outperforming them. So yeah, it's rough. It's really rough. But then McLaren, you just kind of think they never, you know.
We went whole last season with that podium as well.
Yeah, that's mental. Mm. That's really, really mental to think. But yeah, I just don't think. I think you know they. They'll sort it out, but yeah, maybe it'll take a couple.
I hope so.
I just can't imagine them. They're not just going to disappear off the face of the earth, are they? They're not just going to fall out of it. Like, no. Give them a little while. They are really good at making cars, right?
So they know what they're doing, right? Well, it's like Williams. You know, they're one of the best teams going in for ages.
But so I guess that's kind of what I was getting at was that they won't do a Williams and just be shit for years because they're McLaren. But
way more money. Yeah, way more research.
But then. I mean, they've got like the most money in F1, haven't they, with Red Bull and Ferrari?
For getting it wrong.
Why are they so shit?
Don't know. But that's disappointing. So neither of them in Q1.
No, so the big surprise, I guess, of qualifying was Grosjean made it through into Q3.
I didn't realise.
Yeah. So yeah. That's pretty good. I mean, obviously, yeah, wet conditions helped and like some of the other cars, like just having, like not getting in a hot lap properly. I'm looking disappointed at the lack of beer that you've got.
No, it's all the sediment at the bottom. I'm trying to avoid drinking.
Dinner.
Done.
Yeah. So Grosjean was 3, but that was about it. That was about the only noteworthy thing. Oh, obviously, Hamilton was on pole, and then Ricciardo was 2nd, and Vettel was 3rd. So split the Mercedes.
Ooh.
So that, mate, they're like fucking wizards.
Don't know the times off the top of your head, do you? What did Hamilton do?
Right, it was in the region of, it was 155 something. I think it was like 155.5 is high, is low. Probably like a 116, like
yeah, 155. Right, 156. Almost. Like you had the BBC website up to try and remember. Fine.
Ruined it.
God, the illusions.
Do it again.
Yeah. Okay, so
I mean, so... You know, it was a change up. Like Rosberg went to put in a flying lap, and I can't remember the order of it happened, but I can't remember the details either. He fucked up on both his laps basically. Right. The second time he was like, he was basically round, and on the last corner he span it coming out of the last turn, and they were like. Possibly wouldn't have been faster anyway.
Mm.
Lewis just did the better lap. I think he made a little bit of a mistake somewhere.
And did he look a moody bum when he got out of the car?
he was pissed off, but he didn't really have any excuses for it, I suppose. Like, in a good way. He just fucked up, and I think, he as much as acknowledged that, so he wasn't disappointed with his pace because, he fucked up both his flying laps, and he was still 4th. Like, that's... Just shows the ridiculous pace of the Mercedes that with a big wobble on one of his laps, and then that was obviously before the track had rubbered in for the final lap as much, and the racing line wasn't there as much. So they're obviously proper quick, but then ominously Red Bulls like splitting them
just coming up, aren't they? I mean, it'd be good for the competition if they're up and they're in bounce, which they are, but
still
don't want them to.
It would be better if it was someone else, wouldn't it?
I like Ricciardo though. So Brundle and Co have taken to irritatingly calling him Danny Rick this weekend. Did you notice that?
No, I didn't.
That's really fucking annoying.
That does sound like it would be.
Did you watch any of the build-up?
Yeah, I can't remember it.
Yeah.
If I'm honest.
That's because it wasn't very good.
Yeah.
Lazenby started off by talking about it being Easter weekend, which confused me. But then I realised I was shooting it a week later. I might work tomorrow.
Oh, no. It is a bank holiday next week.
It is. And he said, oh, did we all have an Easter egg? And Bronwyn said, we had a little one in the production meeting this morning. Just a little one. And rubbed his nose. I was like, oh, right. That's obviously code for something.
I thought you were going to say that... you're going to say that the Lazenby was like, oh, I didn't get one. Oh, sorry.
Sorry, again. Left out. Vettel did an interview with Lazenby in the back of a car. Did you see
yeah,
that?
Yeah, it was so awkward. Vettel's shirt was like, he'd sat down and it had like ridden up. You can't see them. It's great for an audio format. Like, it's obviously sat down, you know, where your shirt sticks to it, so then it looks like yeah. You've got hunchback, and he did the whole thing with his shirt up like this. It made him look like he was a little kid in some grown-up, like, grown-up's clothes. It was really funny.
Well,
but Lazenby was like, oh, I just wanted to suck him off, didn't he?
He was like, I can't believe we're in the back of the car.
He was like, everything Vettel said, he's like, creasing up at. It was so awkward.
But more irritating than that, yeah. The driver left the indicator on the throughout.
Yeah, yeah, he did. Well, I was looking at that, and I was thinking... is it just because of the editing? Because someone in editing has noticed that, and someone's going, that is we can't get rid of it. We can't get rid of it. It's all the way through. So I reckon like all the usable material happened while they were sitting at some junction. So then they were cutting.
They were moving, though. They were moving.
But maybe, like, oh, yeah, I don't know. I was going to say, maybe, like, they used bits of the audio and stuff. Yeah. But, yeah.
I was looking out to see if the person behind me was flashing them or something like I do.
Yeah.
Like, you've got your fucking indicators on. That really annoyed me.
Yeah, I noticed that as well. Yeah, I did see that. I must have seen a little bit of the build-up.
Did you notice Brundle's watch this week?
No.
I do believe he's had his suit tailored so that they're shorter sleeves on one side, just so he can flush it out. I don't know who's paying for that, but
has he got a fancy watch then?
He has got a really fancy watch.
Is there a naked lady on
it? He was deliberately.
She's dressed when he looks at time when it's like right down by his side and he looks at what time it is. Oh, hello.
Oh, it's lady time again. It's so you know, it's just so obvious. Like when do you remember when Andy Murray won his first?
Yeah. And he was like aggroing at his girlfriend because she'd lost his watch.
Play it cool, man.
Yeah.
Stay classy. Brundle was obviously
what, Andy Murray?
Yeah.
Stay.
Brundle is so blatant, just like waving his arm.
Do you think it's just product placement? Do you reckon he's got a deal?
I think it is. Massive product placement. Oh, gosh, yeah.
It's a swatch.
Elizabeth Cheek, guys. Come on. Paying for some installments. Did you see Crofty outside talking to the school party?
No.
You know you love his awkward dad stuff.
Oh, I did. He was... yeah, I'm remembering it all now. Apparently I was watching it. I didn't write anything down. I thought it was like a Chris Morris interview. Because he was just getting them to do like one-word answers.
Yeah.
And he was just like, and then, and because, and so. And what did you think? And who was your favourite driver? And like, they'd give up one-word answer and just snatch the microphone back. It's like, yeah, he'd obviously thought... little kids can be a nightmare. Can't risk it. So just like they just let them have one word each.
One word each, guys. It was just so awkward. It was the cringiest thing I've seen. Like doing the whole banter between the kids and the teachers. Like, who do the teachers want to win? Oh, Vettel. Ooh, you want to lose those guys? And then he ran off. Did you see him run off?
No.
Like, Bob, come on, I've got to get back to the thing. He ran away from them in kind of David Brent style.
He is the wacky teacher, isn't he? He'd been the fun geography teacher at school.
And you just imagine that he was panting for about 10 minutes after having run like 50 feet.
Just out of shot. Like, outrun the cameraman.
And Brundle did make a joke about it. Like, he's going to be sweating like a fucking pig.
Did he say like a pedo in a playground?
He did not. Well, that's what we were thinking.
There's the race.
So, yeah, it's a pretty shit one.
Yeah, not very much happened. I mean, it was the first lap, basically. Right?
Massa.
He crashed me. I can't believe that he... because he basically is fluent in English. You think it's just like, in the heat of the moment. He can't get his sentences out. Yeah, it's ridiculous.
He did get
fucking Fawlty Towers character.
Mr. Fawlty. Mr. Rob Schmedley. He just... completely barged into Alonso, didn't they?
Yeah.
It was like comedy boing.
Yeah.
Kind of bounced off.
So lucky. Like, yeah. Normally, both cars would be out of the race after that.
They must have been completely tire wall to tire wall.
Yeah.
So, yeah, like you say, otherwise it would have been game over. But yeah, Alonso just like, it was like Mario Kart.
Just bashed him out the way and carried on going. He's in the heavier car.
Yeah.
He's got the Bowser car, that's just a toad.
So, yeah, just turned right into
I entered GP Predictor this week.
I got your email about that.
Yeah. Do it by the next race, because I'm starting from zero this week as well. Okay. So we can just have a head-to-head. At least it's then we can check at the end of the season and see what we predicted every...
I've
been getting them right in the podcast every fucking week.
And you have,
I haven't been doing it, which is really annoying. My team on F1, I'm really proud of it, is called Smedley Racing and Daycare.
Talk me through it.
Because Felipe Massa's like a child. I just thought it's Smedley Racing.
I get it! It's funny!
Take that, then. Tough crowd.
Sorry. I thought everyone else was instantly... Come on, get up, guys. Unsplit those sides.
Yes.
Yeah, poor old Smelly. And Massa, again, the pit stop...
What happened in his pit stop? I don't remember.
It was like his first stop that he came in, and it was the shittest pit stop. They had the wrong tyres.
They had them on the wrong tyres.
Wrong
side. Yeah, yeah.
And then they couldn't get it on, and Massa had his little visor up, going, oh, Rob, calling out to the pit wall, Rob. And he's like,
did he come over and give him a little stroke under the chin?
Kissed him on the helmet.
Yeah. You'd be all right, Felipe.
He just ignored him. You know they say, ignore a crying baby.
Got spaghetti hoops for dinner. Remember that?
Spaghetti hoops. Yeah, I just felt quite sorry for Massa this week. It was all about, what else happened on the start?
I don't really have anything from the start of the race. You've probably got this covered later on. Nico, pretty early on, he didn't have any telemetry.
Yeah, he had to relay it all the way through.
Yeah, the whole race, he was looking at steering wheel. He managed not to crash for a whole race.
He did, staring at the whole thing all the way through, yeah. I've got a little bit less petrol. I don't know how much they get where it must get loads through there, but that was pretty impressive, I thought. The concentration level was bad
enough. Definitely, yeah.
You couldn't imagine somewhere like Monaco they'd be able to do that, but China...
I mean, in the context of Maldonado's fuck up, it makes it even more completely inexcusable that in a practice session, on an in-lap, he did that. Whereas Rosberg managed an entire race telling them everything that was happening.
He's such a pro.
Yeah, it's a fair play to him and came through, he was wasn't definitely going to get second.
No. And I think, didn't Vettel have the same problem at some point? And then it kind of switched to Rosberg, I remember. That must be quite annoying to do that.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it just demonstrates their pace, that if they were as fast as the other cars, that must have been costing him some time, right? There's just no way you could be as focused on driving. So Mercedes is just obscenely quick. And a few people said in the post-race as well, maybe that's the first time we've seen, the raw pace of the Mercedes, when Nico was really, had to make some places back and just put his foot down. Even with him doing that, which made it look easy.
It did, didn't it? It just flew past. It was like a motorway, just someone joining in fucking Porsche 100 miles an hour in the fast lane. Yeah, it's quite something.
We had Ricardo and Vettel. Some more team orders.
Oh, the tantrums galore, wasn't it, from Vettel?
He's just losing it, isn't he? He's not a happy bunny.
Is he on the same tyres as me? Tough luck.
Yeah, tough luck. Too bad,
loser. They're like, no, move out. Yeah, he can't be enjoying that. But he's on the other foot this year.
Do you think it will be by the end of the season? Do you think Ricardo can sustain his form?
I hope he does, because it's very entertaining watching him to move over. They were on slightly different strategies, obviously, as well, number of stops.
But do you think he will over the course of the season? Do you reckon he looks genuinely...
I think he does, yeah. I mean, he's massively outperformed him in a couple of qualifying sessions. It's closer now. Yeah. But the guys, the commentators were making some quite interesting remarks about the fact that Ricardo's used to a car with a lot less downforce from last season.
Yeah, right, okay.
Not such a slick setup.
Mm.
So this to him is
maybe
probably
not
better.
Quite such a leap as
not so much of a leap, whereas Vettel is completely out of his comfort zone.
I guess the blame diffuser thing.
Yeah, that was a massive part they mentioned.
Yeah.
So he's just adapted quicker and better. I'm sure Vettel will get there. It'll get closer as it goes. But I
really hope he does manage to keep up, because I think it'll be really good. It's really funny.
They seem to be getting on reasonably well at the moment. But
it's not going to last, is it?
I just can't wait. Just imagining Mark Webber at home just fucking loving it. He's probably got it on Sky Plus, like rewind live TV all the time.
Watching him let Ricardo through over and over again.
It's his ringtone.
Are we sure that Mark Webber isn't Ricardo's father?
Oh, that would be amazing. No, he hasn't got the...
Smiles far too much, doesn't he? Maybe he got all of the smiling genes. It was dormant.
But yeah, that was... Yeah, just tantrums all day long. You were saying earlier about the telemetry issue, and there were radio issues as well. A lot of them couldn't communicate back with the pit wall, but mainly it was around the telemetry. And Crofty said that the radio was down a lot, but he said they were fine per reception. He's like, we've been talking to our wives all weekend. Brundle was like, yeah, I've been speaking to your wife on Skype, actually.
Yes, we
That's
have.
When I'm going to put in the
the hi hat. Yeah, the hi-hat.
But that, apart from that,
I've literally then got Alonso finished there. That's quite good, doesn't
That's pretty good. I was pleased to see a Ferrari up there. I don't hate Alonso as much as I did a few seasons ago.
No, not at all. So disappointed that Kimi is just being play shit.
Yeah, where did he finish in the end?
No idea.
Come on, Kimmy. I don't want to change the name of the podcast. Pretty shit race. I saw Hamilton got confused with which was the final lap.
Oh, yeah, he did. It wasn't his fault. They put the checkered flag out a lap early.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, so it cost Kobayashi a place. I think it was Kobayashi, or it gained him a place. He was one of the drivers involved.
They showed him right at the end.
Was it him that overtook?
Past someone, yeah.
Yeah, so it's him that lost the place then. I can't remember whoever it was got it back, because they brought out the checkered flag before. So that was why Lewis was like, oh, is that the last lap kind of thing? And it was an error, but because they had shown the checkered flag, they had to classify the race at that point.
Really?
So they reclassified the race from the penultimate lap, and that move happened. That was the only move that happened in the last lap.
Yeah, that's not really going to make a massive difference to the season.
A Caterham getting another place.
Yeah, so, I guess at the back of the grid, it does mean not money-wise, doesn't it? I made an observation, something that really annoys me after the race as well. The team hugs. So Hamilton wins and he goes and tries to hug everyone.
Yeah.
They look like the most unsatisfying hugs. Going, he's got a massive helmet in the way.
I always think he must nut someone with that helmet every time.
That's going to really
take someone down, yeah.
But they all try and kind of pat him and can't quite dare. I'm like, he should derobe and get them all in a line.
Cheeky tug of each of them as they walk past.
Individually give them a good warm embrace.
Yeah.
They do
that afterwards. They do that back at the hotel.
Oh, good.
Lewis just in there and they all get to come in touch him.
I think he should just take his helmet off at least. It was quite dangerous, I think.
And they always like get a kiss from their girlfriend, but she just like gets smashed in the face with the racing helmet.
Bosh.
Oh, well done, darling.
Another black guy.
I saw that Lewis was quite unimpressed with the trophy. I don't know if he was actually unimpressed with the trophy, but they gave it to him and he like looked at it and gave it such a sneer. And like, look at this piece of shit.
Made in China.
And then he showed it to Rosberg. And Rosberg like looked like he was going, oh yeah. And then like had a feel of it. And I was just like, Lewis is obviously going, never getting enough one of these, mate. I'm going to touch it. Go on. First have place. A little go. It's the you're ever going to get.
You'll say on second. Yeah. Oh, was it first?
As good as first, it's actually.
Did you notice Fernando had an old style aerial wire coming out of his stomach?
No.
I don't know what that was for. I imagine it's connecting to a computer. He was standing up there doing the interview with a
TV aerial coming out.
And it looked like one of those old AV TV aerials coming out of his stomach.
I didn't notice that. No.
That was just the main highlights of the race. That's all I've got.
That's literally it. Fuck it. We'll keep it brief. Tom, we haven't talked about the beer.
Right. Okay. Well, and annoyingly,
looking forward to this all evening.
I've been like, when are we going to get through this race, bollocks? Because it was bollocks.
Yeah.
Annoyingly, you edited out last week's review. Well, it wasn't a review. I read the label.
You literally read verbatim the label from the back of a bottle of Doombar.
Which was an underwhelming ale. I remember it being nicer on tap.
Yeah?
It was.
Yeah, you're going to get out your bag in a second and start reading it again.
Oh, no, it's not in there. You did give me the spare bottle. Yeah. It's in my fridge. So, this week we have... I've got a Sierra Nevada pale ale.
Yeah, how's that, mate? It's good?
It's not bad. A little
brilliant.
Bit.
I've got a five barrel pale ale.
But these reviews are quite something, aren't they?
Yeah. Well, I don't know enough about it.
No, neither do I.
I just sound like...
I like the label.
It will anyway sound like precocious twats going, oh, it's floral notes.
Yeah.
It's not. It's really good.
Should we know what we should do instead? Just give them a rating out of 10.
Yeah, okay. So I've got the five barrel pale ale. I reckon it's really good. I'm going to mark it down an extra point for it being so expensive and give it an 8 out of 10.
8 out of 10. Yeah, I'm going to give the Sierra Nevada a 6.5 out of 10.
6.5. You chose the scale just then and then went halfway between 2 points on it. Points out of 1,000. 673.
The label, though, is quite nice. I'm going to give the
I reckon
label.
My label's better.
Yours looks
look
like trying
expensive.
Too hard.
You reckon?
Yeah.
Yours isn't trying hard enough, in my opinion.
Anyway, let me put it down. I'm going to leave it on there because there's a lot of sediment in there. Yeah. Help yourself to that later. Predictions for next race.
I'm going to go same podium as last week.
Same podium. That's,
I'm going to go Lewis, Rosberg, Alonso.
Okay.
It's going to be there. And Hülkenberg's going to be surprisingly good again.
Surprisingly. I'm going to go Lewis to win. I think... Rosberg.
You weren't allowed to predict the same thing. That's why I had to
Okay. Hilton? I'm going to go Rosberg to win.
Yeah.
Lewis is going to crash or something. Not. It's all going to be fine.
Yeah. Nothing happens for a reason.
So Rosberg to win.
Oh, and Lewis nowhere. DNF.
Nowhere. Done.
I like it.
Alonso second, Ricciardo third. That's allowed, isn't it?
Yeah, no, definitely. I reckon that's a strong prediction.
Yeah. Not going to go with Chilton.
not this week?
No, don't think so.
I think he's going to medal. So tune in next week for...
2 weeks' time for Kimmy's Toilet Break from Barcelona.
Okay, let's do that again. thanks for listening, guys. We'll be back in 2 weeks for the Spanish Grand Prix.
Goodbye.